Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another What's on Your Mind radio program. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton, live from the Fargo Dome today. Tell you about why we're here in just a moment. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is not with me here at the Fargo Dome, much to his chagrin, by the way. This is one, Todd, you probably should have, come along rather than stay back in the studio. Because,
can't be everywhere, I guess. We can't all be, empty out the radio station. Somebody ends up having to be back here. Although somebody could bring back some delicious Cloverdale bacon.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you why we're here. Cloverdale and the Big Flavor Tour is in the Fargo Dome today. We're going to chat with T.J. Russell on the program today, who is the president and CEO of Cloverdale. They are celebrating their 100-year anniversary. And they are in the Fargo Dome today with the Big Flavor Tour for the Food Service of America Food Expo. Now, the Food Expo is for anybody who buys or sells food, okay? So that would be like restaurants, convenience stores, schools, healthcare facilities, grocery stores, people who cater for a living. I mean, if you buy or sell food for a living and then, you need to buy that from somebody, right? You go to the Food Services of America Food Expo and then you sample all kinds of great, things like Cloverdale and other vendors as well. So as much as we talk about the best pie in North Dakota, where the best burger is, about how much we love bacon, they invited us to tag along. So it's kind of fun. And you're more than welcome to stop by. If you're coming today, stop by, say hello. You'll find me right next to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon. And if you didn't know about it, but you are in the business of buying or selling food, you're welcome as well. You're welcome as well. So I encourage you to stop on by and say hello today at the Fargo Dome, where we'll be broadcasting live. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk with T.J. Russell. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer is in. And the Talk Radio Town Hall is, of course, every Wednesday. He has on the program today Clint Romesche. And Clint Romesche is a Medal of Honor winner. And we're going to talk a little bit about his service and about the Veterans Advisory Board that Congressman Cramer has as well today on the program. Looking forward to that. And celebrate our veterans, because it's Memorial Day on Monday. What good gets better than that, right? So we'll look forward to that as well. And then, of course, the back half of the program will do like we always do on the Talk Radio Town. I'll take your questions on any and everything on the program. So all that is coming up today on the show. Topics. Whatever's on your mind is fair game, so you go ahead and give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email's welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Couple things on my mind. One is this debate over in Mandan that the city commission is wrestling with. They considered an ordinance at their meeting yesterday limiting the types of memorials placed next to graves and when. And obviously Memorial Day is coming up, and so this is probably a timely topic anyway. But I have to admit, and when I first read this, I'm like, okay, come on. Have we not got bigger things to worry about here? Do we need cemetery police now deciding what can be placed at graves? And then I thought a little bit about people that have to maintain the cemeteries, and if there's not at least some boundaries, some rules, imagine how difficult that is. Well, on the other hand, that's what they're paid to do, right? If you maintain a cemetery, you're paid to understand that there are going to be the remains of loved ones there. There's going to be family members who visit them, and they're going to want to leave things from time to time. Maybe it's flowers. Maybe it's a particular memento. My dad's buried near Roger Maris. You cannot believe the stuff that's on Roger Maris's headstone. And it's just unbelievable. Baseball paraphernalia and all kinds of things that are there. You know what? I think it's kind of cool. I like it. I don't know. I would hope we could leave this to common sense, myself, personally, but I want to know what you think about this. Now, they didn't take any action, and I do want to give them credit for that at the meeting yesterday, because they're going to form a task force and then rework what they had proposed, which was a pretty strict policy for the Mandan Union Cemetery. And here's a novel concept. The task force is going to include real people. How about that, Todd?
Wow. That's a novel idea.
Yeah, I mean by real people, residents, right? I mean,
it's
not that city commission members aren't real people. It's not that staff are not real people. But when I say real people, I mean, I always tell that to Congressman Cramer, too. I'm not concerned about what you think. What do real people think, right? What am I? Am I a chopped liver? No, but what I get at is, you know, not an elected official, not somebody in a position of authority on this. But, you know, in the case of, you know, Mandan, the city commission, they serve really at the pleasure of the taxpaying citizenry.
That's a novel idea, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. That's, you know, that's...
what a concept.
Exactly. So, anyway, I give them credit for that, and they're going to evidently rework that. But is it necessary? Now, I bet within the sound of our voice, we have somebody that has an opinion on this, that has maybe worked at a cemetery, that has maybe, visited one and seen some things that they consider inappropriate or whatever. You know, tell me where I'm wrong, but I really think we ought to leave this to common sense. I really do. And as in anything, there will be people who will abuse that. And you'll say, well, that's not common sense. Well, welcome to life. I don't think you go... I have to admit, I sometimes bristle a little bit when the kids will come home from school with a story about, you know, so-and-so did this, so now all of us have to do that. You think, you know, why isn't so-and-so appropriately punished for, you know, bad behavior or whatever is that's wrong and not have it reflect on everybody else? You know what I mean? But I guess I'm not an educator, and I don't run a cemetery. But that's sort of how I would run the show. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. Anyway, that's what's on my mind. Anything else on your mind, certainly welcome today. A few things in the news, including the latest on the nickname front. Going to talk about that. We ran through the list yesterday, and a couple of questions coming up on how this ultimate process is going to be determined by the president of the university. Public vote, but not really the vote is like advisory. So that'd be scratching my head a little bit. And a few other things in the news. Hillary finally took some questions yesterday. So I wonder if that means that Heidi Heitkamp will soon follow on What's on Your Mind. We're hoping so, because there was a lot of consternation over that. But I have some thoughts about what she had to say as well. Anyway, all that and more as we continue throughout the day live from the Fargo Dome. Glenn and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Glenn.
Morning. I work not in a funeral home, but I work in the funeral industry. And most cemeteries that I go to nowadays are doing the same thing Mandan wants to do, because the time involved in going around that stuff and having to go in there and prepare the site for the funeral, it's getting just way too difficult in Mandan. I mean, there's benches, there's flagpoles, you name it, there's all kinds of stuff. And I understand what the people are saying about their loved ones there, but it's just, and I know some cemeteries that I go to, when they have a site, a grave site like that, they just mow around it and then move on. And if the family wants to come in and trim the grave site, they can.
Well, that's a good idea. I lost you on your comment about how, preparing for a funeral. So what is required of the cemetery different when there's a funeral? I would assume a burial nearby to a particular headstone you're talking about?
Well, no. I go in there and set up the tents and put out the chairs for the service at the graveside.
Okay.
And have the equipment to lower the vault and whatnot. And to go into Mandan Union nowadays is just, it's almost the point where a guy thinks you should charge extra to go there.
Why?
Because it's such a problem to get into the gravesite with all the stuff that's around.
So, again, the stuff around would be nearby headstones, I assume, and burial sites?
Headstones, have you been up to Mandan Union lately and looked at that place?
No, I haven't. But what I'm getting at is, isn't the cemetery staff tasked with you know, maintaining the site and getting it, you know? I'm having a hard time understanding how big a problem this is. I'm just thinking if I work at a in this case Mandan Union Cemetery, I just mow around it and clean up around it. And, you know, what's the problem? I'm missing the problem here.
The main problem is getting to the grave itself with all the stuff that's around the benches, flagpoles. There's one out there with a statue of deer. It's just a problem.
So that's stuff around a different burial site, and you're saying you go out there as an employee of a funeral home to do a burial nearby, and it's difficult to even get to that because of the stuff that's around other grave sites?
Exactly, yeah. All right. Because it's all over the place. I mean, you go out there and look, and you can look down the graves, and you'll see half a dozen benches going down one line of one grave line, and there's no way to get there unless we have equipment. There are bolt carts, and most of the time we have to take them along with to get to the grave site.
I got it. All right. So you like the idea of more rules, and say others have done it as well. I'm saying, if I maintain a cemetery, and I get there has to be some, I'll agree, some rules. Who's right, who's wrong here, folks? Let us know at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices. Conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading into the fields. Make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible. Turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around the equipment. Avoid baggy clothing that can become entangled in machinery. Use caution around flowing grain. Adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep and don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Our Best Places to Work tour has taken us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you. They need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo. Take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Wednesday means we're brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. NorthDakotaOilCan.com is a great resource, a great website to find out about the 80,000 plus jobs, the $43 billion in economic impact, all of the great community service that the North Dakota Petroleum Council's members do day in and day out, like pick up the patch. Weather's picking up here a little bit, so there'll be another round of pick up the patch events going on this weekend. Find an event near you at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Also brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. You know, they have one focus at High Plains Apache: sprayers, application. That's their thing. They pride themselves with product expertise, customer satisfaction. By the way, a great deal now on financing. Save you a bunch on really low, great rates on financing for that new or used sprayer. And they have a few used ones now as well. You can check out at highplainsapache.com. The ET Ag Center means if you have a part they needed, 50,000 of, you know, every application part you can imagine, they've got it, 50,000 in their Mandan and the Fargo locations. And if they don't have it, they'll get it in a day or two and put it right at your door as well. HighPlainsApache.com, the website. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. They're in Mandan, across from Bonanza, across Maine there, east side court, and then also south of Fargo, Frontier, actually, just across from Walmart, 52nd Avenue, exit off I-29 south of Fargo. We are at the Fargo Dome today because the Food Service of America folks are having their food expo today. So you'll find us at the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour booth at the Fargo Dome. Anybody who buys or sells food is welcome here today, and they're descending from all over to check out the latest and greatest from companies like Cloverdale and so many others that are here displaying you know, great food and things that anybody who buys or sells food would want to maybe serve in their restaurant or their C-store at their school or healthcare facility or grocery store, whatever. So it's pretty cool. We're glad to be here today. We're always talking about bacon on the program, right? The best pie, the best burger. So we're in heaven today because the best of the best is on display here, and they put on a good show here at Food Services America. Thank all the good folks for having us here today at the Fargo Dome. And they put on, a good show, not only on the food side, the entertainment side. Hairball will be performing a little later on this afternoon. So you buy yourself food, get on in here and check this out for sure. All right, Margie and Mandan wanted to weigh in on that cemetery debate in Mandan. Go ahead, Margie, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, on the cemetery thing. I can see both sides of this story. And pinch background, we bought our plots at the Mandan Cemetery. We had them previously at St. Mary's. And we sold those, and we moved to Mandan for our plots specifically so we could have our statues by the headstone, because I think they're beautiful. Anyway, our two small statues, one of St. Joe and one of Mother Mary, are as close to the headstone as we can possibly get it. And the headstones are always sat on a cement slab, and then they're covered with dirt. So you can't put a flower, you know, the ones that you push into the ground, right in front of the headstone because of that cement slab. It can only go so far down. I think the compromise could be if from the end of that slab, if they could go 12 inches out and get by with that, and then put what you want, not any further than a foot, maybe a foot and a half might have to be, to put your stuff around there. I do understand where it can be a big problem. Some of the graves are decorated beautifully, but they have huge statues of dogs. They have deer. There's two. Some of them have two benches, and what they're talking about is they're usually 6 feet long, is usually how long I think a grave is. That all that 6 feet is being used up with things on it. So when the mower comes by, they can't mow straight. They have to stop.
I mean, what I'm getting at is, can we not have cemetery police? Can we just say, let's have some common sense? And when somebody doesn't use common sense, and if to me you've got the, what looks like Sanford and Son around a gravesite, then you'd say, well, wait a minute. You know what? You can have two statues. You can have this, and here's your perimeter, and, you know, leave it at that. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. But,
one of the big things is that I'm out at the cemetery a lot, and a lot of these grave sites that have so much on it, the people are not maintaining it on their own. And I think personal responsibility for the grave site is something that we need to really look at.
Well, there you go. There you go. I mean, in other words, if you want to have a little more stuff than the average, gravesite, fine. Then just, you know, maintain it. And somebody on our Facebook page talked about, doing just that. You know, that taking a weed trimmer out there and taking care of the site themselves. So that again is common sense. And
yeah.
I think that's a better way to go. I don't know. It just seems to me to be a little out of control. I haven't been to the Mandan Union Cemetery, so maybe there's enough people that has become a big enough deal. But
I think it's a beautiful, beautiful cemetery. And I know when we brought out estate visitors and stuff to the cemetery, that's one of the first things they say. It is so beautiful because people can keep flowers on or around the headstone year around.
Sure.
And it is going to be such a drastic change if we could only have flowers for 2 weeks. I don't see that as an answer.
Margie, appreciate your comments today on the program. Thank you very much. Here's some others, by the way, and comments on this or anything. Welcome today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Terry says, and people should respect the dead enough to leave anything placed there. Joseph says, things must be pretty squared away in Mandan if this is what they're addressing. I have to agree. Matthew says, if government is the answer, how stupid was the question? Well, in this case, it was pretty darn stupid. Right? Kenny says,
doesn't that always apply, though, in anything? But
yeah, I'm with you. Kenny says, there needs to be a limit. Common sense says they do need to mow around the headstones. Most people have good intentions, but reality is they stop once a year. Jill says, it's hard enough losing a loved one, and if it helps the family heal by placing things they love with them, yes, they do need to mow. I understand that completely. But when I go to my dad and grandparents, I bring a weed eater to clean up and whatever they couldn't get. Families need to grieve in their own way. I think Jill says it well. Another listener says, I find it sad that at one time a family member or other loved one planted a shrub on or near their loved one's grave, but over the years no one has maintained the greenery around the site and it's become an eyesore. I don't know what the answer to that is. The mowing around these is difficult and not done right, so that only compounds the problem. I too do trimming around the tombstones, and that really helps. See, these are common sense folks doing it that way. That's the right way to do it. My gosh, full bank of calls here. Joel, in Kildare. Oh, I can't do it. Joel and Kildare, you're first to go. Tom and Mandan, Scott and Mandan, come back. And T.J. Russell, Cloverdale, going to join us to talk about this Food Services of America Food Expo at the Fargo Dome today. Hanging out with folks who buy and sell food today, sampling some of the best of North Dakota. Having a blast at the Fargo Dome. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In Watford City today, they're breaking ground on their event center. Is that not awesome or what? Pretty incredible. Really amazing things going on. Of course, got school being built up there and hospital being built up there. And do you know in the year 2000, I think there were 6 births in the entire county of McKenzie County for the entire year? Think about that. That was the year 2000. I'm pretty sure. That was 2000. And now these schools are bursting at the seam. I mean, you have, in fact, Mayor Brent Sanford's daughter, Sydney, was born in 2000, okay? And she's now in 8th grade, right? So imagine, 6 kids in the entire county born that year. And she has 85 kids in her class. And their son, Nick, 1st grade class today, 120 kids in the class. Incredible. Unbelievable. A lot going on. I'm heading to Watford here soon. Looking forward to being back up there early in the June. First couple of days of June. We'll be back for a couple-day broadcast live from one of North Dakota's fastest-growing cities and best cities. It really is one of our favorite towns. A lot going on. I really encourage you, even if you have no business, if you will, up in oil country, in other words, you're not working for a living up there or looking for business up there, just to see it. I mean, it's we have an energy renaissance going on in this country right now. It's extraordinary. You got to see it firsthand for yourself. And there's great places to stay. You can get a room. Rates have come down a little bit. And, I mean, the North Park is there. So you're gonna tourist activities, a lot of fun going on. And, by the way, if you're trucking up in that neck of the woods, don't forget Polar Service Center over in Killdeer has $15 million in inventory, about 20,000 SKUs. So there's not a tank part they don't have. And if you're a water pumper, if you're hauling water, they have the Challenger pumps, which is the best of the best, and an incredible deal. A deal so good I can't even tell you the price on the Challenger pumps right now while they last. They bought a limited supply, and they're going to be gone in less than a month. So if you need one, even for a spare, great deal, that's something to check out as well. And, of course, they deliver the parts and great service. I mean, some of the best service you'll find there in Killdeer and as well as Billings. And tank wash at both locations. You tell them Scott sent you $100 off your first tank wash, too. At Polar Service Center, Killdeer, north on 22, look for the big sign, or off I-90 exit 452 or 455 in Billings, and tell them Scott sent you. We're live at the Fargo Dome today for the Food Service of America Food Expo. Going to chat with T.J. Russell to talk about the 100-year anniversary of Cloverdale here in a couple of minutes. as well. Right now, though, a couple of calls waiting to weigh in on our topic regarding, you know, common sense at a cemetery. Can we go there rather than rules is my big question here. Man, Dan's wrestling with this right now, but it's wherever you live. I'm curious how you deal with it. Joel and Kildare, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I'm a grave digger. I'm the one that digs the graves in the area around here in Kildare and Dickinson. And I was just, I have to agree with Glenn. We do quite a bit of work together when he's in my area. And I'm the one that digs the graves. And it is so hard. You know, with getting, you have two pieces of equipment when you go in there. You have a backhoe or a mini excavator, and then you have something to haul that dirt away with. And when you have a lot of stuff kind of piled around in one area, it's, you know, we strive for perfection when we're doing these jobs. We don't want to wreck anything. We want to make sure everything is as nice as it can possibly be for the family. And when you have a lot of stuff piled around there, you know, you're trying to get a piece of equipment in there, it is so difficult to do the job. It just makes life so much harder. You know, and like I said, we're trying to strive for perfection when we do that. And,
what percentage of people would you say don't use common sense when it comes to, you know, leaving things or having mementos at family members' gravesites?
Like Kildare, we're trying to kind of cut down on planting trees and shrubs and stuff like that up there. That's another thing that'll make life difficult, you know, to get anything done up there. You know, it, for the most part, it's not too bad in my area, but there are times where you come across and it's just like, oh, you just want to shake your head and just walk away from it because you don't want to wreck anything, but yet you know, how do you get in there? How do you do it when you especially have, like, benches and concrete statues and stuff like that?
Yeah, I certainly would empathize with folks in you know, in your line of work. There's no question about it, and I'm not even suggesting that this would be easy for anybody that has to maintain these sites. Just hope people have some common sense rather than to get so, you know, tight with the rules. But maybe I'm naive about it. Appreciate the call. Nice hearing from you, Joel. Tom and Mandan, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Comment about the cemetery issue. Probably the most beautiful cemetery in the state of North Dakota is the Veterans Memorial Cemetery south of town. If you have, you think you want to have statues and deer and benches, drive out there Memorial Day or any day and take a look at that facility, how very extraordinarily clean and neat and precise it is. Look at the Mandan Cemetery. I use the word very sparingly, junk, but my gosh in heaven. The one lady says it looks so beautiful with the statues and the deer and the benches. It looks pretty messy, pretty junky, because perpetual care by the relatives going out and trimming and mowing and cleaning, that's not getting done, and it won't get done.
All right, Tom, good perspective. Appreciate that comment, and see if others agree with you. Scott Mandan, I mean, he's given two very good contrasts. Which do you prefer, Tom? Scott, you're next.
Hi, I have a mother that's been out there for 3 years now, and I don't think the cemetery had to mow my mother's grave once since she's been out there. My wife and I go out there, and I know there's just a select few of us that do this, but my wife and I go out there just about every other week, and we not only mow and maintain the grave, but we go like 3 feet beyond it as well. I don't have a lot of stuff on my mom's grave. She gets a hanging flower during Mother's Day and throughout the summer, but we go out there just about every day and water it, maintain everything. It's just another example of a select few ruining it for everybody else. I understand there's some really nasty graves out there, messy ones, and why not clean them up? I mean, like I said, the cemetery don't have to do a thing around my mom's grave ever. We take care of it all.
That seems to me to be the common sense way. I mean, I have no doubt that some of these stories are, you know, accurate and it's ridiculous, and you'd say, well, wait a minute, but why then go to the extreme of the other way?
Why penalize all of us for a select few? I mean, yes, my mom has I have a small statue out there, one of her favorite statues. It's a small one. It's on her grave. It's not off to any side or anything. It's just one little statue and a couple potted plants that we keep out there. And like I said, we go out there all the time and clean it. It's probably one of the nicer graves out there, and I'm pretty proud of that. But if everybody would do this, it wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, exactly right. And, I mean, this is a life lesson, really. Scott, well said. Thank you. One more call on this topic. Marge in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, everybody's referring to the deer and the flagpoles and the benches. And my son-in-law is buried out there, and he is at the south side next to the fence. There are no graves between him and the fence, and there won't be. And my daughter purchased three grave lots side by side. There's a deer there, there's a flagpole, and there's a bench. And they're all within on her plots. They're not extending anywhere out, and she maintains those grave sites. And
we lost our connection to you, Marge. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened there, but I got a click and lost you. But I got the gist of it. And sounds like, again, hey, yeah, that's us, but we own that plot. That's a very important component of that story as well. Appreciate it very much. Interesting conversation on this one today. We'll continue to watch that. I do commend the Mandan City Commission for taking public input, getting a task force organized on this as well. As I mentioned, we're at the Fargo Dome today for the Food Service of America Food Expo. And we're right next to the Don Russell Big Flavor Tour wagon and T.J. Russell, the president and CEO of Cloverdale. We asked to join us today on the program to talk a little bit about the 100-year anniversary of this iconic company. And T.J. is making his way to the show today. T.J., thanks for joining us. How are you?
Scott, top of the morning to you.
You as well, sir. This is, first of all, let's talk a little bit about this show. I mean, you've been part of the show for a lot of years, I imagine. And it's kind of a fun, exciting time to get people together who buy or serve food for a living, right?
Scott, first of all, I have to tell you, your Watford City ad is just terrific. Whenever I listen to it, I think, who writes this stuff for you guys? And I'm sure that probably applies to Dickinson and Belfield and Williston and all of the sorts of other places. But what a great ad for North Dakota. I love this state.
I do, too. I really do. And I love that city, and I love the spirit of that city. And that ad is a fun one. Jessie Veeder's voice is on that, and she's such a great talent. And has done a wonderful job with the Voices of Watford City campaign, so it's cool. Thank you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we're at the Food Service of America Food Show today at the Fargo Dome, and FSA is a terrific distribution partner of ours. We have a heck of a lot of terrific distribution partners throughout the Midwest, and certainly FSA is top shelf, to say the least. So all of our restaurant customers, hotel, motel, healthcare customers, C-store operators, lots of folks like that, schools, universities, et cetera, they're making their way to the show today. And, of course, we're sampling out of our Don Russell Big Flavor Tour, as you call it, the Big Flavor Wagon. I love that. And so we have a lot of terrific people working at our booth today, Amy and her whole crew with the big – hey, get this. For the first time, we have two marketing interns working for us this summer, Scott. We have a UND business marketing intern, and we have an NDSU marketing intern. These two guys are going to be duking it out on the Big Flavor Tour all summer long. How's that for setting the stage?
I love it. They can have different apparel on, and have people vote for their favorite, and that's priceless. They'll be duking it all. I love it. This is all part of the fun of the Big Flavor Tour. You got to look
it's
for
all
that
about the bacon.
Yeah, exactly
all about
right.
Bacon could possibly be the answer to almost everything.
I know.
If you have a question, fry up some bacon, our bacon, Cloverdale bacon, and then stumble on the answer. You'll get there.
Maybe we should try that sometime. We'll just open up the lines and say, ask us anything, and every answer will be bacon. You know, and we can maybe throw in a little maple wood and
works for me.
Yeah.
That's my arm very hard.
If you didn't know this yet, the best sandwich is a bacon sandwich topped with a little bit of cheeseburger.
Oh, my God. But I also can't tell you how many times I've just had bacon, right? I mean, literally, just put it in the oven and come out and it's bacon. The kids make fun of me. They're like, Dad, you're just having bacon? I'm like, well, what else do I need?
But you start the argument of what's the best way to prepare bacon, the oven, the stovetop, or what?
Yeah, no, it's great. Hang on, TJ, we're going to take a break here. We're live at the Fargo Dome today, Food Service of America Food Expo. We're with the Big Flavor Tour here at Cloverdale on the floor, and they're having some fun here today. If you buy or sell food, come on by and see us at the Fargo Dome today. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this time out.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors, Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. Two-for-one pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal. But hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KLTC in Dickinson, and KTGO in Williston, Watford City, Stanley and Tioga. This is What's on Your Mind today on the program brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You can find out more about them online at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Grab your power bill next time you get one. And go to the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. There's a little widget on there where you can calculate just how much you will pay in additional fees to your power company if, in fact, the carbon regulation proposals are enacted. It's unbelievable. There is a war on coal, folks. There is a war on reliable, cheap electricity, and we need you in the Army to defend against. That's why the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is there, for the reliability and for the common sense regulations going forward, so that coal, North Dakota has an 800-year supply of it, 800-year supply of economically recoverable coal, very important to the state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota for reliable, cheap electricity. And you know what? It is under attack, so join the Army, SecureEnergyFuture.org, to find out more. T.J. Russell, President and CEO of Cloverdale, is with us as we're live from the Fargo Dome today in the Food Service of America show. T.J., tell me about Hoy Russell.
What a great question. How do you begin? Well, in March of 1915, my great-grandpa and many others from the Mandan-Bismarck community started a little outfit called the Mandan Creamery and Produce Company. And you just kind of laugh. Sometimes in our company, we talk about decades as a meaningless term, but here we are now, 100 years later, still thriving, still growing, still in the food business. It's really a pretty remarkable story. And I'm so proud of, there's been so many thousands of people that have passed through the hallways of Cloverdale over the years. I can't thank our people enough. We have just a terrific people working in all facets of the company, and have had great people working for us for so many years. What a blessing.
So the Cloverdale name 100 years ago was known for dairy excellence, and now has become known for excellence in pork products. How did that happen?
Well, in 1958, 1959, my great-grandpa and a good friend of his, Harold Robinson, invented a product called Tangy Summer Sausage, and thus began our foray into meat products. And Tangy Summer Sausage, this many years later, is still one of the legs of the stool that our company sits on today. We have a whole category of summer sausage products today, and we sell millions of sticks of summer sausage.
Oh, and it is the best. You know, we talk about the bacon, but that summer sausage is, what's your biggest seller?
Well, our biggest category is bacon. About a third of our business today has become bacon. And in fact, we had a record week 2 weeks ago, and it was phenomenal. I don't know how all of our people got it done, but it was pretty amazing.
Well, that's kind of
a big deal for us.
Every
third box that leaves our building is bacon.
Yeah, and I'm to the point now, I'm an evangelist for Cloverdale bacon. So if I go to, I was at actually Walmart on Saturday, and I couldn't find Cloverdale bacon. So I asked, is there a meat manager around here? And he came out, and I said, did you know Cloverdale is made in North Dakota? It's a North Dakota product? No. He said, it is, which is why, you know, I'm thinking here, I'm in North Dakota, I want to be able to buy a North Dakota product. He said, well, I'm glad you told me, because, I order it, so we'll make sure we get some more in here. I mean, because it's just better than...
Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, it's better than all the rest, and it's great stuff. And I hope folks it's the hometown team. We got to remember that, right, when we're out there shopping. Those 100 years, that's a lot of great history in North Dakota, and that should make a difference. And by the way, your crew here is torturing me because they have slab bacon they're serving right now. I didn't even know they're...
We've got the roasted slab out there today.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it.
No fair.
Todd, I'll send you a picture.
Oh, a picture, because a picture does just as well as a mouthful. Yeah, okay.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly right. Unbelievable. Well, how important is the fact that, you know, that all started with a Russell at the helm back in 1915, and that this continues? Just talk about what this means to the Russell family, Cloverdale Meats, and what you do, and where you serve it in grocery stores and restaurants and other places all over.
Well, yeah, thank you. So after my great-grandpa started the company, again, with a lot of partners in Mandan-Bismarck, you know, over the years, ownership changed hands a little bit, but a Russell family was always a majority shareholder, if you will. In fact, in the mid-70s, when the ownership transitioned from my grandfather, Bill Russell, to my dad and a couple of his brothers and his sister, as that transition occurred, we became an ESOP. And so we were a employee-owned company for many, many years. In fact, 1977 until 2006. And in 2006, our family bought out effectively all of the employee shareholders. And it had gotten to a point in time where we had a few shares owned by different people all over the place. And it was my desire at that point in time to kind of get our family, you know, back into a much stronger position. And today, it's really my wife and I, my brother Scott, and my brother Steve, and my brother Craig that own the company today.
What a tradition. And what a tradition. That's amazing.
And my brother Scott and I run the company today. And, again, we have great people that work in all different areas of the company that do an outstanding job.
Thanks for sharing some of the story with us today, TJ, and having us at the Fargo Dome for the Food Service of America show. We'll see you in a little bit, and again, encourage folks that are in the business to stop by and see us today live and see TJ and the crew here at Cloverdale at the Fargo Dome. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their $10,000 giveaway. Register to win 100 $100 gift cards given away while you share a 4-for-4 with the family. Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two cookies for just $4. At PetroServe USA, everyone is a winner. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.